Hi, I'm Lisa.
And I'm John.
And we're at our home in Delhi, New York. I feel like our story is very rom-com. I was a waitress in Brooklyn, and Jonathan was a regular, and he would come in every morning and get steel-cut oats, and I always forgot that you liked it with maple syrup, but Marilyn, another server, always remembered, so I felt like a huge failure on that front. But we just started talking every day. Like, you came in early enough before it was busy, and I was, like, losing my mind. We just started chatting and getting to know each other that way. And actually, one day he came in and had a book, and I was asking you about the book, and we had this, like, very, very, like, you know, great connective conversation about the book, and he was, like, highly recommending it. And then at the end of my shift, I went down to where we kept all of our, like, jackets and stuff, all the servers did, and I saw the book that he was reading with the other waitresses' stuff, and I was just like, oh, cool. So he's into her and not into me.
I was just going to say, it just turns out that I'm a nice guy. Yeah. That's all. And if someone wants to read a good book, they should read a good book. It was an innocent gesture. And I was teaching at the time. And so I would always stop in the morning. You know, Lisa and I kind of bonded and hit it off. And
then one day I was leaning out of the window with lipstick on my teeth, and you just knew.
That was the moment.
That
she's a mess just like me, is what I thought.
And then the wedding, we just DIY'd the crap out of. We had no money and a vision. We designed the invitation together. Jonathan has a background in printmaking and basically letterpressed all of our wedding invitations. And then once he letterpressed them, I hand stamped a floral border around each of them, like, just psychotic. And then the RSVPs were postcards, vintage postcards that we sourced. And then we also tied it all up with twine. Like, we were so precious about it. I mean, it was fun to put that level of detail into things. And then it was like, everything had meaning. It was like, I made the arrangements. His friend Muddy, speaking of the service industry, was a chef at a restaurant that he worked at, and Muddy roasted a whole pig over a fire, and we concepted the menu together with him. And, you know, and then the band was like a 7-piece, 8-piece, like, Motown
soul band
that his friend Allison, who's a musician, they came to play. Like, everything had a story. Everything had, like, this interconnectedness, and it was really wonderful. But we basically worked our wedding.
One of us got shit-faced drunk. The other did not.
All I asked was that I didn't want you to get too drunk at our wedding.
And I didn't.
And you didn't. And I got wasted. Because actually, you took me aside. The band started playing too early. And I was just like, why are they playing right now? We have this perfectly calibrated listen. Why is this happening right now? You took me outside and you were like, you need to relax and let go. And I said, okay, I will relax and let go.
And that was the wedding.